When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, second segment at 5 o'clock hour, pushing towards 6 p.m. on this Wednesday. A little NFL talk. Obviously, one of the big news stories was Bryce Young getting benched in Carolina for the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. This is actually, when you look at franchises, and you have this type of owner, which, you know, look, Dave Tepper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look, he's a billionaire. So obviously he's a very success. He is the 1% of the 1% of the 1% to the infinity power. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with you being an owner of a football team. And having, you know, that you could be great in business or whatever he is. I think a hedge fund is his deal. And obviously, I'd assume that he had learned ownership, the ins and outs, because he was partial owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But when you doesn't matter what you think about Bryce Young. Yes, he's small. You can say, you know, his arms, whatever you can say. He's had some talent. Okay, that's first and foremost. But when you think about from an ownership standpoint, that's the person that you want to be the face of your organization. And this could even go to football or whatever, right? It's a little bit different because you don't have control who you get because you can't draft. I'm sure here you draft every five-star tackle, guard, you know, whatever. But when you have a owner that isn't protecting his most valuable asset, doesn't matter who the coach is, where you're in these meetings, and I've been in those meetings because when I was scouting with Houston and Bob would be in there saying with Cal and Wade and all those guys being there, and you're not protecting your number one asset and not learning from prior, you can ruin somebody's career. And the reason why it's important is because when you look at Bryce Young, okay, and this is just saying, right, yes, he struggled during there's a lot of quarterbacks struggling. He played six plays in the preseason. Six in the last preseason game,
not six series.
Six with the new offense, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new quarterback coach, new players, and obviously a potential new number one receiver. You played six plays, and you thought you had it figured out. He already had issues last year, but he showed a little bit of uptick towards the middle of the year last year. Okay.
And then, have they failed in learning what his deficiencies really are?
They failed him as a player. They have essentially fast forwarded and put his career in a fail mode.
Well, they
in
accelerated warp speed. Like they poured
gas. It's in warp speed.
Yeah.
Because here's the problem with, and this is not, here's what happens is, no matter, you're going to have somebody with a desperate situation that needs a quarterback and that has, I guess, the longevity and knowing that they're not going to get fired to say, you know what, I'm actually going to coach this dude and I see something in this dude. So he's going to have to bounce around, maybe like Baker Mayfield. I mean, Baker Mayfield was left for dead.
Same.
But he was left for dead.
Same.
Right?
They're the same.
Right? But then Tampa needed a quarterback. And what did he do? His personality, he brought life into it. But it was Todd Bowles was the head coach. He was desperate. He was kind of he's a defensive type of coach. So you gave it to the now Carolina head coach. And Baker Mayfield has had success in Cleveland and stuff like that. But he essentially had a get out of jail free card and a golden ticket to Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory to fly all the way across the country, literally from Carolina to LA, 24 hours, not even a change of clothes, they said, start and win a game because Stafford's out and LA is kind of in just, hey, let's get through the season mode. Now you got this dude right here, and this is not going to bat for Bryce Young saying he couldn't play better. But now you have the rap on him that he's a bust. This dude is 3 years into his second year in his league. Three. And you turned the page on him that quick. And you hired the dude, which let him essentially fail. So that means you failed as an owner.
Well, I mean,
But I'm just saying, man. It's all jokes aside. I mean, you don't – two of them – I mean
– Dennis Green told him they are who we thought they are. Like, he told him.
But we ain't letting him off the hook, though.
No, but you
– we ain't letting him off the hook. I mean, you know, I know Tua's been knocked out 85 times, okay? And that's not – I mean, he's been put to sleep. I mean, he needs to consider a career change. He doesn't get to this point if he doesn't have a owner and a GM willing to see – that a head coach that was a successful head coach at the time, Brian Flores, doesn't have his franchise player or what I drafted to be a franchise player best interest, which that means it's not my best interest. And so you go hire the coach, McDaniel, and the first thing he said, I can do something with this dude.
It's the idea that so many people at the top of an NFL organization can't get on the same page about either talent assessment, personality profile, film study, IQ, preparedness, body shaping, whatever the thing, that every box is a murky, muddy pool when it comes to Bryce Young and Carolina.
There's no, like, guarantee. I mean, probably the closest guarantee, I guess, Peyton Manning. I mean, you kind of knew he was going to be good just because of the way he approached the game and all this other stuff. But he had huge
interception numbers.
His first, but you knew he was going to get. You knew this was not going to be year five, and he was going to lead the league in interceptions. I think it's just a thing where, in order for a quarterback to be successful, being drafted there, you need to have organizational structure that is around that quarterback, and you can do it multiple times. You can do it multiple times.
We see it right up the street here. You have to keep it moving.
You have to keep it moving. But you have to have a, like, an idea. Like, you drafted Bryce Young without no idea. Well, okay, let me ask you this. Like, why would Bill O'Brien, now, I wouldn't say you hire him as a head coach. Why wouldn't you hire a Bill or an Alabama somewhat assistant Bill O'Brien disciple as a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, when you drafted Bryce Young? That dude just coached him.
Because that would make too much sense. That's why you didn't do it. That's why you didn't do it. It makes too much sense to give yourself an opportunity to have success. We almost pigeonhole ourselves in our logic that we expect the crazy people to make logical answers.
Yeah.
To make logical decisions. And we have to stop. We have to stop. There was, by most metrics, that Carolina Bryce Young thing was going to fail for a variety of reasons. All of them in play right now. That you had nobody to develop. The things that he wasn't good at, you weren't willing to cover and protect. So guess what happened? A bad driver drove your car to a ditch. Yeah. You gave your car to a bad driver, an inexperienced driver who drove it into.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To the ditch. Can't be surprised. Can't be surprised.
And I wonder, I'm sure CJ Stroud was upset when he didn't go number one. Of course, right? Competitive, da da da. I wonder if he's like, dang, I got lucky.
Escaped one.
And I wonder if
I
wonder this though. If CJ Stroud is there, are we having the same conversation with the same magnitude?
Yes, it's Carolina.
Yeah, I don't think they're turning the page because I think he probably viewed CJ as a better prospect. I want to ask you something. You guys said something about CJ Stroud. It was mic'd up after they played the Bears. CJ Stroud tried to lend Caleb Williams some, advice, and he kind of blew him off. I don't know if you've seen it where he said, hey, dude, you need to stop taking them hits. Because let me tell you something. Number zero from Houston was hitting him for like he was from the third ward.
Waiting for him.
Do you think that was just Caleb Williams being – and listen, it's hard to talk after a game, especially when on national. He hasn't been playing well, pressure and all that stuff. Or do you think it's like Caleb Williams? Because Caleb Williams, like, it looked like he just blew him off. Like, yeah, whatever.
I can't believe you didn't frame the conversation as who is more disrespectful, Shadur or Caleb Williams. There's the layup, Jay.
I would probably say Caleb.
I agree. I completely agree. I mean, I hope that it was just frustration after a loss for Caleb Williams. If it's anything more than that.
Of course it was. Remember, this is the guy that we saw crying on the sideline at USC in the fourth quarter, trying to figure out why won't these dudes do what they're supposed to do? Why isn't coach helping? Why didn't he get me the play on time? Why didn't he get me the personnel to match the plays he's sending in the game?
Like, what do you mean?
We saw.
The USC game?
Yeah. Or
against Utah?
Yeah, we saw.
DP, Lamont Pierce. I'm gonna turn this over here. He was crying because he lost. Utah in the Mau Maus,
yes,
and whatever they had up there,
was
bludgeoning his buddies out there.
Right.
That had nothing to do with what he did the other day.
That frustration. Look, I would imagine.
That was embarrassing.
I would imagine just from PTSD.
No, well, the way he was getting hit, he.
Right. He also. You can take those two conversations.
Yeah.
The conversation about Bryce Young in Carolina and put it directly in line with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears.
But don't you give Chicago a little bit of credit?
They got Cam.
Well, listen.
Not a quarterback, young quarterback. They haven't won with a quarterback.
But hold on. You got to give Chicago Bears credit. They've learned. Mitchell Trubisky, Justin Fields. Now, I think they did Justin Fields wrong. But what they did not do for Justin Fields, they have done four times over for Williams. They got a legit running back. They got an improved offensive line. They have Moore. They got Adunze, and they got Keenan Allen.
Don't forget how they got DJ Moore.
Right, exactly. Right.
Well, Carolina.
Yep.
So like, they've made some moves now to say, you know what? We're going to give him the best chance to be successful. Now, they could have. What I think they should have done is had a veteran there, but he had to. That's part of the deal. He wanted to start from the get-go.
You gave a brand new car and a brand new house. With a brand new kitchen, to a brand new driver who's never dated, can't cook,
and a brand new driving instructor, like you talked about yesterday.
You never once have given either of those. In neither of those situations is there an in-house quarterback guru
for Chicago.
Yeah,
but that's his. But hold
or
on,
Carolina.
Hold on now.
Or Carolina.
Okay, Carolina for sure. But you can't fault Chicago for his wants though. This is what he wanted. He wanted no.
Jay, you a daddy. You a daddy.
Yeah, he.
You a daddy.
It
if
is
your
dad,
son told
it,
you.
But his dad.
If your son told hey,
his dad
Jay
said
Foreman,
this, though.
Hey, Jay Foreman, I'm only going to drive if it's a Lambo.
Yeah, but this is what his dad
you
wants,
You would
have
looked
though.
At him. You'd have looked at Junior.
But that's not the point, though.
And threw him out the club.
That's not the point. His dad is the one that set the stipulations. His dad is doing the – this is what they wanted. They didn't want another quarterback there. Why do you think they got rid of Justin Fields like that? They didn't want no competition. So you have to be accountable for this.
Listen, call them the Chicago Kardashians. Because, hey, bro.
I don't think they're that drama.
Drama's going to happen, man. You can – You know what? It was Chris Humphreys. No, you know what? It was Reggie Bush. You know what? Nope. It was the receiver. It was the receiver from the Cowboys. Nope. It was the forward from the Bulls. Nope. It was the guard from the Lakers. It's always somebody's fault except for, hey, guess what? It's you.
Common denominator.
It's yeah. you.
But in this case, I'm going to give Chicago. Harrison's in there. He's a Chicago Bears fan. I'm going to give Chicago credit. The defense is better. They surrounded a young quarterback.
Okay, so it's Kylie and not Kim.
No. No. Chicago Bears. I mean, you can't keep blaming. This is like somebody keep like blaming somebody for something that they did years ago. They made a absolute – the best apologies is change your action. So they're apologizing to every quarterback that they messed up before by actually giving this dude the number one pick. Every opportunity, be successful instantly.
That's a Phil in Pittsburgh giggling. He giggles every day. You know what? He got Caleb's phone number. He prank calls him. Hey. Caleb, it's Justin. And he hangs up.
I mean, I think eventually he'll come out of it, but I think
coming from inside the house.
It'll definitely work itself out. Like eventually that he'll play. He either plays white. He's not going nowhere, though.
You call the police and go, somebody's prank calling me. Sir, those calls are coming from your parents' bedroom.
You know, the one thing, though, that's different between Carolina and Bryce Young is that they'll go down. They'll go down with Caleb Williams. Whereas, like, the new coach or whatever, he had no intention of doing it. And the thing is where this new coach is going to fall in trouble here. Whoever you draft better be a home run hit, like instantly, because every rookie has a learning curve. We just talked about Caleb Williams. So obviously when you make this move in Carolina, you think this crop coming out is just as good because they're weighing their options, even though you still owe them some money. So you're weighing the options that whoever we draft, because they're going to probably be number one, right? They essentially tanked right now. So whoever they think is number one, they think that he's instantly going to be it. They have not watched Caleb Williams.
They turned Lamar Odom into a crackhead and then went and got, hey, let's get Lamar 2.0. Let's get tomorrow. Hey, because I'm smarter now. I learned.
Leave Lamar alone, man.
Man.
He's trying to make a comeback. Like, he's trying to get his life together, man. Oh, man. We're trying to keep it together, man, out here. DP, Jay Foreman, Austin. Woo. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.